Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The restrictions in 2021 on the COVID-19 virus, they're changing if to understand the way the cities are preparing for the return to the office, at least in part, called hybrid, in 2022. However, there is a puzzle. The puzzle is headlines from Europe right now. I welcome Chris Riegel. He is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. And this is the Scala Report. The headlines in Europe that do not support the ambition in the U.S. to return to the office. Like this, the Financial Times, France to block entry to U.K. tourists as Omicron surges. Subhead, country will tighten border curbs from midnight on Friday to combat coronavirus variant. At the same time, we go to the London Times. Queen cancels family Christmas lunch over COVID fears. In the Telegraph about London, Bank of England raises interest rates despite Omicron threat to economic recovery. Surprise move comes after inflation surged to a decade high. And there's a chart in the London Times showing climbing positives of Omicron across the continent that do not look to an obvious answer of return to the office. So, Chris, I come to you with what you'd have to say is a discordant Europe. At the same time, in New York, the Wall Street Journal running headlines in these last days. After COVID closures, a new quest to make office less awful. To lure workers back, writes the Wall Street Journal, companies are renovating spaces, using software so staff can coordinate visits, and dangling upgraded food to make offices more appealing. Chris, you travel the country widely, and your enterprise is global. You have Europe and Asia. Right now, the U.S. is in a sweet spot. We're preparing for Christmas. We hear of Omicron, but we're not given to understand that it is coming our way in an overwhelming fashion. Until these headlines in Europe, this is within 24 hours. How do you measure the plan so far to return to the office? Do they look to you to be certain, large enterprises, small enterprises, or is this an evolving story? Good evening to you, Chris.
But John, as you always say, the first three reports of conflict or battle may not be accurate. So I think we're still very early in the understanding of what this means. But directionally, from dialogues with our teams all around the world, it appears that both Europe and Asia are implementing much more strict travel restrictions, basically telling people to go home, not to come into the office. And what might have originally been a January hope to return to normal now looks like that's pushed out indefinitely in fear of this Omicron wave.
Yes, the Omicron wave is building daily. France was not banning visitors. We know that this is the holiday period for the people from the UK. After Boxing Day, which is the 26th, they head to the ski slopes, the Italian, the Austrian. They also head to the south of France or Portugal and Spain. We're looking at fresh information that is not going to be possible. I spoke to a colleague of mine in Edinburgh who often travels to the south of France, and his opinion is it's impossible to book. 24 hours later, you've committed your money to something that isn't likely. Also, I note that there are reports from Israel of placing major European countries and America on a red list. What we have here is a story that's going to change in New York. However, let's speak to where we are. Making offices more attractive. Now, you have offices in many directions. Is that something that's going to be a success, or is this the busyness of office managers who have been staring at empty rooms for more than a year?
I think, John, you run into a catch-22, which is if you look at that office environment, if you look at that city environment, and you could pick on London or New York or San Francisco as examples, in those big cities, the vibrancy of the cities, the services that draw people into those cities are dependent upon office workers returning to the office. If you look at Manhattan and say in an average day in Manhattan, there would be 1 million office workers that come into the city, that's still at an 8% level in terms of return, so still not gotten back anywhere near normal. If you can't have people return in mass, then all of the services surrounding what makes that city great, as you're seeing now in Broadway and shows closing again or being more restrictive, as you're seeing travel become more of a problem, we're kind of going back into the hole, it appears, of the services being reduced or no longer viable, and then that will prevent people from wanting to come back if they don't have the same opportunities for dining or entertainment or other. So it becomes a spiral to a certain extent.
You remind me, the statistic published in the New York Times in these last days, the Manhattan, I believe Manhattan, maybe all of New York, has a 10% unemployment rate. Why? The taxes are still as vigorous as ever because of the remote working going on in the general New York area of Wall Street, for example. But the service jobs, the hospitality jobs that service those office workers when they were there have not returned, and that hence the large unemployment number. I'm going to guess that's true for many of the cities in the United States. Now we have this mystery of Omicron. So putting them all together, we're in the end of year two, and we've talked about the recovery of the economy. There's some stagger steps now. That's why the Federal Reserve is moving to raise rates sometime in 22. Let's do a timeline. We have fun with this, Chris. What would a timeline be for return to the office now from what we have? Does such a number exist anywhere, to your knowledge?
So, John, I think that's really based on what does Omicron mean and how long will it be here? You have one side that says, hey, maybe this is the last wave. It will blow out. It will blow out quickly. And by end of January, it's gone. You have another side that says, no, this will hang out until early second quarter. I think it's very safe to say that first quarter is gone from a business perspective in any return to normalcy. Second quarter is now in play, and it's the virus that has the vote relative to the return. I think the challenge, though, is think of Omicron as two waves, the first being a public health wave, the second being an economic wave. The public health wave is people getting sick and adverse effects there. The economic wave is many of these small to mid-size hospitality companies cannot, 100% cannot survive another 3 months, 6 months shutdown. So you will have a huge series of economic ripples coming off of another shutdown or another lockdown. Many just barely survived the first wave. They cannot survive a second wave.
We have about a minute. Is there conversation about the new normal, what you just described, adjusting business plans and employment for a time when we cannot predict when we're back, when there might be a normal? Has that already started, those conversations?
It certainly started, but what I think the new normal is if you look at what the service expectation would have been in going to a burger joint or going to a sit-down restaurant or going out for services in that big city, that is going to decline significantly in terms of the service quality. So you'll see more automation that comes into there, but Omicron is just further accelerating the worker shortages. So anticipate, hey, that 3-minute time through the QSR drive-through might now be 30 minutes because they're crew light. The ability to have something delivered to your house in an hour might be 3 hours because there's not enough people to be able to deliver that. So we're going to have to reset expectations for convenience, convenience retail, convenience food, convenience other, because the staffing problems will continue. All of the ripples that will send through the economy are just going to make your life a little bit more filled with friction in every micro interaction.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.